بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أذكر يا سيدي مدد نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخبر، نويت العطل، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك الله تعالى العظيم في هذا الناس. We continue what we previously where we stopped last time in the last session. And we say that always ask support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fight worriness, qalaq, to be worried, fight that and fight failure by the strength of, by the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. And be careful from the monitoring, the shaitan is trying to find the best time to catch you from your feet and throw you in and dump you into the dunya desires. He found the best time for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, telling him that هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى؟
هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى؟ فأكلا منها فبدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وعصى آدم ربه فغوى ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى. صدق الله العظيم.
So Iblis, Satan whispered in the ear of Sayyidina Adam in his heart. He was looking for the right time, the right moment, and he said, you don't want to, I will guide you to the abode tree, the eternal tree, that if you eat from it, you'll be eternal. So as soon as Sayyidina Adam ate from the tree, what happened? All the veils that Allah was veiling his sawa, his the things that cannot be shown from your body, he arrahu. He took away all this beauty and majestic and beautiful veils that he covered him, not to be seen naked. He took it completely out. Means you will be thrown completely out when you will be listening to Shaitan. All what you have accumulated during your prayers and worshipness of good things, of these dresses that Allah dress you when you are doing good things, as soon as you listen to Shaitan, all these will go. He will take them away from you. So he made Sayyidina Adam looks naked in his eyes, in the eyes of Adam, not in the eyes of angels. Angels, when they look at Adam, they still see him covered, because you cannot be naked in paradise. Allah showed Adam what you did is going to make you naked, and he showed him that what he was doing. He was taking the leaves in paradise, the leaves of the trees, and trying to cover his private parts where he felt ashamed. Means he felt ashamed to be seen, that Allah is seeing his aib, his sin that he did. So he wanted to cover that sin. So how to cover it? He was taking the leaves of paradise, of the trees. Means he was repenting. These leaves in paradise is a description of is something eternal. Because everything in paradise is eternal. Allah will keep it as much as he wants. Allah knows how long it will be kept. It's in Allah's hand. So Adam was trying to get these leaves, means he wants to get back the heavenly power to cover himself. That's why Allah ishtabahu. He ishtabahu fahada. He pulled him back from the hands of shaitan because he saw his desire of repenting. Not like Iblis, he didn't want to repent. So he finds that repentance in his heart, he pulled him back out of the hand of Iblis and guided him toward the right way. But Allah's irada, will, is to send him to earth because it is the way that to teach human race the suffering in this life by sending them to this life because of that sin that has been committed in paradise. Although he forgave him, although he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave him everything back and guided him, and he is the his prophet and he is the father of everyone, Allah, and he was carrying the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of that light Allah wants, he saved Adam alayhi salam, because that light in the forehead of Adam was making tasbih, tahleel, takbir, tahmeed. He was always, that light was moving in the forehead in circle, going like a turbine, moving in the forehead of Adam alayhi salam. So when angel were looking, when Allah ordered them to make sajda, they were seeing that light turning in the forehead of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, that Allah has created first that light, as Prophet mentioned in the hadith that Allah created my light first. When they saw that light, they went into sajda immediately. They cannot control themselves. They went into Allah's irada. Except Satan didn't go because he thought his light is better. Because he didn't want to surrender to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he thought he is going to be al-Mustafa, the chosen one. He thought that he is the one that going to be carrying that light, out of enviness and jealousy, not from Adam alayhi salam only, but from that secret that and that light that he wanted to be in his forehead. When he saw it went to Adam alayhi salam and it's going to human race, he get jealous. He didn't make sajda. And this is Allah also will. What is wisdom out of it, Allah knows best. It is, it's going to be like someone that if you disobey him, Allah, to Iblis, Allah gives you higher and higher level. So it is a hikmah, that there is a wisdom there of leaving Satan to the end of the world. So these kind of secrets, awliyaullah, through their seclusions, through their meditations and through their rabita, to their connection to their sheikhs, and show their complete helplessness. Even they are far away, but through their rabita connection to their sheikh, they show their helplessness to their master. These masters will throw into their hearts these kind of meanings. These kind of meanings doesn't come to every one who is writing from today lecturers. It is something that it is deep, that only it opens to hearts of awliya from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and awliya open to the heart of their followers. So So Shaitan is trying to, with his best, try to monitor you. As soon as he finds a way to catch your leg, he will catch and throw you, dump you in the desires of dunya and to leave akhirah. So as we said before, as Sayyidina Ali said, that إِنَّ النِّعْمَةَ مَوْصُولَةٌ بِالشُّكْرِ, that favors is connected by with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to be, you cannot get ni'mah without thanking. When you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Rabbi, shukran lillah, shukran lillah, shukran lillah. That's why you have 100 times a day, every day to say shukran lillah, 500 times to say alhamdulillah. So Allah will give you that favor because it's connected. It's like a rope. And he said, وَالشُّكْرُ يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْمَزِيدِ, and when you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's connected with to give you more. And Allah said in Holy Quran, as we said before, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, when you ask, when you thank me, I give you more. So means, if you thank Allah and leave dunya, not leave dunya, only leave the desire, the bad desires of dunya. You want to be rich, it's okay. You want to work hard, it's okay. But keep that, to give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raise your family nicely, raise your children nicely, and remember that Allah has a share in your money because it's Allah's money, not your money. So when you do like that, your dunya become a connected connection, as thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will give you mazid. And what will be the mazid? Is the akhirah. So one of the names of mazid of akhirah, as awliya they say, is al-mazid. To have more. So where you are going to have more than dunya is in akhirah. And there, that mazid is continuous, is never going to be less or the same, but it is continuously accumulating higher and higher and more and more and more. So if your amal was good, فَالْمَزِيدُ تَكُونُ الْجَنَّةِ, mazid is going to be paradise to you. That's why Allah said in Holy Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله
العظيم. Allah give us حسنة in dunya and حسنة in akhirah. So it's not a bridge. So he made for you the dunya to be a bridge for akhirah and to protect you from عذاب النار, from hellfire. Hellfire means to protect you from being away from the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is especially for the believers. Because believers, Allah will send them to paradise, so there is no hellfire for them. But their hellfire, it's not a real hellfire, but their hellfire is to be, for them, they feel bad if they are not with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they are not been in the company of مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين.
أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
So to be away from prophets, to be away from trustworthy people, to be away from martyrs, to be away from sincere and pious people, that is going to be like a fire, inside fire in our hearts to us. So Allah gave you both. He said, okay, I'm giving you dunya, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, oh Allah, give us in hasana in dunya, goodness in dunya, good things, and good in akhirah. So Allah is giving you both. Don't reject Don't say, no, I want dunya, I don't want akhirah. Take what Allah gave to you. However, if your amal was amal that you have followed the desire of the self because you got bored, as we said, these three characteristics, bad characteristics. To get bored is a bad characteristic. Boredom. Al-malal. If you get bored, you are going to be colic, worry. That you are getting bored, so you are going to get worry of what you are doing, then you end up in failure. So bored, worriness, failure. When you were not able to be patient and entered into these three levels, and you are not patient on carrying all kind of difficulties and mu'akasat, opposites and mushakasat,
troubles.
You see, they have a crossfire in talk show. One from here, one from here. So there is a crossfire in the self. One coming from shaitan whispering. One coming from heavenly sources. What you call crossfires. You are in the fire. Now the desire, if you are not be able to be patient and carry these crossfires and understand where you have to follow, you are going to fall into the hands of what? Of shaitan. And you are going to get mazid in that. When you fall in the hand of shaitan, you will get mazid. What we said mazid in English?
Increase.
What you get increase, which when you follow shaitan, because both sides you get increase. If you follow Rahman, you get increase, you got akhirah. If you follow shaitan, you get increase. Because wala in shakartum, la azidannakum. If you thank shaitan, I let him give you more, so he'll give you hellfire more. But if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you akhirah. So there are some people, they thank shaitan because they are worshipper of shaitan. You see, they are a new movement now, they call it devil worshippers. Shaitan is going to give them mazid also. Mazid, but his mazid. His increase. وَمَزِيدُكُ هَذِهِ الْمَرَّةِ هِيَ النَّارِ. This time, the mazid for you is what? Anna, why? Where is the evidence in Holy Quran? حيث قال الله عز وجل حيث يقول لجهنم هل امتلأتي وتقول
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأتي وتقول هل من مزيد وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked hellfire, you are full? Is okay now? You are happy? Say no. Give me increase. Increase me. Give me more. So even Jahannam is asking for more. Okay. Means you follow shaitan, you get more. Both sides. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Holy Quran, oh hellfire, are you satisfied? It says no. Give me more. Almin mazid. Is there more increase? I'd be more happy because then I have more wood to burn. You will be coming like wood to hellfire, but what kind of wood? Allah, if you see it described in Surah Al-Hadid, what Allah described, how they are, when Prophet ﷺ looked into Isra and Mi'raj and saw women being hanged from their breast. Were hanged by ropes from their breast, and and Sadid, he was, and they were coming onto them, that pus, burning pus, eating them completely from top to bottom. Similarly, man connected also. So the description of hellfire in Holy Quran, it makes you to go, I don't like to use that word, to go nuts. That's why, be careful, oh human being, where you are going in your life. So what you have to do, فَلِذَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْمَعْرِفَةِ.
Therefore, you have to stick to knowledge and to...
So you have to stick with knowledge and Gnosticism in order to prevent yourself from falling into the desires of dunya. And to do that, you need a guidance. You cannot do it by yourself. Allah sent prophets to guide the ummah. And today Allah, from the secrets, the inheritors of the secret of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are many awliya, masters, spiritual guide, that guide you in the way that you need to be guided. And that's why وَلْزَمُكَ شَيْخًا كَامِلًا. You need a perfect, complete shaykh, completed everything, تَمَرَّسَ فِي فُنُونِ الْعُلُومِ.
Expert in the arts of knowledge.
He is expert in the arts of knowledge, the knowledge of Sharia and knowledge of Tariqah. Not only say, I am a Sufi person, don't follow Sharia, that's wrong. Anyone who says that, that's wrong. The Sheikh has to be fully completed all kind of different artistic experiences. Why I'm say artistic? Because in ilm al-Sharia and ilm al-Tariqa, it's an art. It's not like a parrot reciting and reading. It is said this, it is said that. It is that they said this, it said that. This scholar said this, this scholar that said, and you see one line, you see under it 100 of footnotes. No, you need a sheikh that not only he saw the footnotes of others, but he experienced by himself all these footnotes, and he become like an artist that he can pull out and understand from the knowledge of Sharia and knowledge of Tariqah. وَهُوَ عَلَى دِرَايَةٍ وَاسِعَةٍ لِمَا يَقُولُ فِي نُصْحِكَ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فَرِيسَةً سَهْلَةً لِشَيْطَانٍ.
He has vast awareness.
And he has vast awareness of what he is advising you, in order not to be a corpse, easy corpse, or easy target to Shaitan. فهو يريك طريق الرشاد والدال على طريق الصراط المستقيم. He will show you and guide you and direct you to the real way of istiqama and rashad, guidance. And he will take you through a journey. Don't think that journey is going to be an easy journey. People today, they go to their masters or their guru, they sit there, it's an easy journey. They don't bother, they have some money in their pocket. If the sheikh doesn't give them food, they go and to the restaurants, they sit there and they eat. You can see that? One time, one lady came to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, and she said, she went there, she's a poor lady, she has a child. She went to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani's رضي الله عنه, one of the biggest awliya of his time. And in these times, she went and she saw all these students, 60 years of age, 70 years of age, 80 years of age, sitting in complete adab discipline. in front of their sheikhs. So when the time of food comes, they are sitting in adab. And the servants come, not servants, but those who assigned at that day, because every day there will be some people from the murids assigned, the follower, disciple assigned to prepare the food. Could Allah make our body to need food. So in front of everyone, one big, huge rooster. Everyone, one rooster. Big one, right? Not like today they have them in big farms, production, artificial production. They are big roosters. Might be every rooster, like turkey. 25, 30 pounds, you have turkeys, right? In front of everyone, one big one. And all the murids around. And as the sheikh say, make dua, we begin to eat. Everyone eats that big turkey, huge, complete. Nothing left. She said, Wallah, it's a good place for my son. So at least if he eats half and bring me half, I'll be happy. And I don't need to do anything. So she came, said, now because of Jilani, and she said, oh, my sheikh, I want my son to be one of your students. He was young. He said, okay, inshallah, we'll take him. Because he saw that student is a very dedicated one. His heart was clean, not following shaitan. So he took him. And then she came after 1 week to check on her son. She entered, she said, okay, now he will be perfect. He will have that rooster, big turkey in front of him. Snacks at night, full snack. At night, full snack during the day. People today, they don't be enough for their food. They only have also big bags of snack at night and during the day. All of us. So she went, she didn't find her son. He said, where is my son? He said he is in a private room in the cellar, downstairs. She went there, she said, okay, no, it's a nice place. He's eating his rooster, he gave me half, I go. She went there, she saw her son. Might be in these 7 days he lost 7 kilos. He is down, has nothing except 7 olives and 1/4 of a piece of bread. A loaf of bread. 1/4, very small. Said, what is this? He said, this is my food, 24 hours. She came up to Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jinan and she said, Ya Sayyidi, I came to you to take care of my son and to give him that what you are eating, all of you, this big 25 pounds or 30 pounds or 25 kilo of a rooster or turkey. What is going on? Said, until he will be able to eat that rooster, he has to go with that training. He cannot be eating this rooster without that training. Means you cannot get akhirah without rejecting the desire of dunya. People eat today because their desires wants to eat. Because the desire is from your mouth to your throat of food. That's it. There is nothing else. What else? Only from here, the taste, as soon as it enter after the throat, to the esophagus, to the stomach, no taste. That's why in hospital, patients are being fed through, tubes to their stomach directly, and they are living. No taste. So that's why Prophet ﷺ, he said, who can guarantee for me what is between his jaws and what is between his legs, I guarantee for him akhirah. That's the problem. Everyone is running after these two things. What is between the jaws, the tongue, to backbite and to eat, and private parts, to go and do whatever they can do. Is there anything else? They collect money, they collect building, they collect everything for their desires, that's it. For that. Man or woman. So the Shaykh will guide you, to Tariq al-Rashad, the way of guidance, the way of protection, the way of istiqama, the way, as we said, like Aleph, the Aleph standing up, the way that takes you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to wait, Tariq al-Rashad, Rashad means maturity. To the way of maturity. Through a very difficult, what you call the, when these prisoners, they put them in prison and they said they are for life, do hard work, hard labor camps. He takes you through a journey of labor camps. You don't think it's going to be easy, like we explained about Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani, where he put that boat to the Lord. It's a labor camp. Now today, who is doing that labor camp? No one. So sheikhs will have to guide you through that labor camps. It's very difficult work, like in the time of pharaohs, to build the pyramid. How much they were in labor camps, carrying all these heavy stones and moving it forward, and they will be whipped and whipped, and they are falling down and they are whipped, falling down, they are whipped until they die. So the Sheikh is observing. He said to me, I was observing you for these 40 days. And the extra days, 10 days of salute, I was worried that you are going to die. I was monitoring you to be in the way that don't reach that point, because seclusion is not easy in some times. Sometimes people sit there for years, and as they go in, as they go out. Different beliefs. So he teaches you through labor camps how to be able to cross from Shati al-Dunya ila Shati al-Akhirah. From the shore of Dunya world to the shore of hereafter. Passing through that stormy ocean, violent ocean, that is in front of you, want to swallow you, because it is like this tornado, Katrina, and the other one, what's name?
Rita.
I don't know how they call them, these things, but in any case, like these very huge tornadoes, that they are in the ocean. It's an ocean of tornadoes that you will be facing, and you have to go through it, passing, and be safe. The Sheikh knows where to move through the tornado, where is you can avoid to be destroyed. So he takes you from an ocean that has no beginning and no end. You have to complete فَعَلَيْكَ الْمُثَابَرَةِ.
You need to work hard.
You have to work hard and to continue working and going. And to learn what you are going to see through your journey until you reach this realities that you are going to this, you, these haqa'iq, these realities and truths, or ma'rifah, knowledge, that التي تستخرجها من قاع المحيط.
Which you extract from
the, you extract from the bottom of that ocean, although with all this tornado, they will give you power to face, if they see you patient, to go and pick up, extract from the bottom of that ocean these realities. Because the tornado is not in the bottom. The tornado is on the top. Although there is, it affects some lower level of the ocean, but if you go deep in the ocean, it's calm. And that ocean, you realize at the end that that ocean, that stormy ocean that he showed you in front of you, when you reach the bottom and extract these knowledges, it is the heart of the Shaykh. So he will throw you in his heart, where you become very peaceful, relaxing. You end up, you know that it's my Shaykh. Now, it's his heart. I am there. He will open for you. Come. Now you are welcome. That's why Allah said, ما وسعتني سمائي ولا أرضي ولكن وسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. In a holy hadith that Prophet ﷺ, neither my earth nor my heavens contained me, but the heart of the believer contained me. So that he will show you that illuminated heart that Allah put in the heart of that Shaykh, in order that you see that this kind of ma'rifah. So all these knowledges he will show to you in his heart, and that's why it is obligated on you to learn and to have an experience and to follow and to be a resident in the heart of the Shaykh. To inhabit, to be an inhabitant, to live there. That's why Rabita is important. Rabita is the rope that connects you with the heart of the Shaykh. Muraqaba is to observe what is inside that heart. These knowledges doesn't come through memorizing and reading. Or else it become like ilm al-awraq, the knowledge of papers. But what we need is ilm al-azwaq, the knowledge of taste. So the real knowledge comes through bil-ma'rifa wal-musabara wal-tamarrus.
Knowing, knowledge through consistency and through becoming an expert.
So it comes through knowledge and consistency and to become an expert by having more experience in what you need. And all this needs patience. We end up to patience. Because when you get boredom, when you get worried, when you think you are failing, if you don't be patient, Shaitan will pull you. So patience, that's why Allah's last name is what? As-Sabur. Absolute patience. So patience is needed. And it is said, and by patience you can reach tunal kullul maqasid.
Through patience, all your desires.
All what you expect and your goals, you will take through patience. Waqil as-sabru muftah al-faraj. And it is said that patience is the key for faraj. For
relief, for success.
Relief, success, easiness, opening. You have to be patient also of what your Shaykh is showing you, because he knows the best medication, the best drugs or pills that that it's needed for you. Every patient has a different disease, a different drug when he go to a doctor. So every murid has a different disease, and when he go to the sheikh, he will give him a special training and a special drug, means awrad, that it is necessary for him in order to go through that. So he gives to your ego or to yourself that kind of drug, but he will not give it to you until you get tayas, until you become
desperate
that I'm failing. He wants to heal from you that failure, that, oh, I'm surrendering. So when you be patient on your failure and say, Ya Rabbi, finish, I'm finished. Don't say I failed, I throw myself in dunya, I cannot do anything from akhirah. So don't go to that level. Your failure has to teach you to surrender, to say to Allah, Ya Rabbi, you are the greatest, I'm nothing, I failed. Whatever I'm doing, I'm failing. There was a student, Sayyidina Jamaluddin al-Ghumuk al-Husayni, one of the golden grand sheikhs of the golden sheikh. He gave him, come to the sheikh, he said, what I have to do? He said, okay, for his dunya rizq. Hey, do this, do this, do this. Whatever thing he touch, it fails. Whatever thing he touch, he fails. Then at the end, the sheikh said, okay, come to me, and that's the easy way I'm going to give you. I have, might be 500-600 sheep or goats, take them to the mountain, they eat, and they come back. This is shepherd, easy way. So that murid was very happy, said that's easy business. He takes them in the morning, comes in the evening. Takes them in the morning, comes in the evening. Jum'ah comes, oh, Jum'ah came, it's the holy day. Slaughter 10 of them. Give fisabilillah. Monday comes, say something important on that day, slaughter another 10. Nisf Sha'ban comes, slaughter 50. 27 Rajab comes, slaughter 100. Mawlid comes, slaughter 200. Eid comes, Eid al-Fitr comes, slaughter more. Ramadan comes, every day slaughtering. In 1 year, he slaughtered all of them. He came to the sheikh, said, oh, my sheikh, finish. He said, what's finish? How much they are now? They
produce.
They produce, they might be 1,000 now, 2,000. He said, no, they finish. I slaughtered them all. Because for different holidays. Because that murid, his heart was there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, oh my sheikh, I failed. He surrendered. He knew that he surrendered. So when you fail, don't say, I'm leaving my prayers. He didn't leave his prayers. He was slaughtering to give poor people to eat. But he realized that even with that, he still needs a lot. So what we need to do is to face our failure by surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't be tayas, desperate. Imam Shafi'i, what he said, تَصْبِرُ عَلَى طُولِ الْجَفَى مِنْ مُعَلِّمٍ. Be patient with your teacher when he avoids you or he gives you bad look.
When he's not giving you attention.
When he's not giving you an attention. Tul al-Jafa. For a long time he's not giving you an attention. He doesn't look at you as if he is avoiding you. So murids say, why he is avoiding me? Many. All of us. Say, why the sheikh is avoiding me? Fasbir, Imam Shafi'i said, be patient. Because there must be a wisdom there. He's trying to teach you, I'm avoiding you, and you are nothing. And many people, they want Sheikh to invite them to his table when they eat. If they don't invite them to his table, they get upset. They say, why the Sheikh is not inviting me to only inviting some people? Why? Because they are rich? He's inviting you even if you are rich or not too rich. He is not inviting you because he wants you to surrender. He wants to give you from his heart, from his knowledge. He's building you up to make your desire to be less, to be your ego, to destroy your ego. Because the ego is the problem. The ego wants to be respected. So Imam Shafi'i said, تصبر على طول الجفا من معلم. Be patient when the teacher doesn't give you an attention. فإن رسوخ العلم في نفراته.
For the knowledge to
the rooted knowledge
take roots. For the knowledge to take roots is in
فإن رسوخ العلم في نفراته. The real knowledge and the knowledge that it is very deep and very like mountains. When we say mountain, there is a word for it. Pegs. The mountain are pegs for balancing dunya. So the knowledge in his heart is the balance, is pegs, is rooted very deep. Between his nafarat, between his nafra, means when he is from time to time through his ways of treating you, not focusing on you directly. Between when you feel that you are being not nicely treated, it is there. When he look at you in a, doesn't give you an attention. Oh, why the Sheikh is not still saying salam to me, why he's not inviting me, why he's shouting at me, why he's doing this, why he's doing that. There is the knowledge between these crossfires.
When he doesn't treat you well.
Why he has to treat you well? If you are coming to learn and be polished. To be polished when he's crossfire, you are under a crossfire. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَذِكْ مِنَ التَّعَلُّمِ سَاعَةً.
Whoever doesn't taste from learning 1 hour.
And who does not taste from learning from 1 hour from the Shaykh, تَجَرَّعَ ذُلَّ الْجَهْلِ طُولَ حَيَاتِهِ.
He will bring the humility of ignorance all his life.
He will bring the humility of ignorance all his life. When the Sheikh is avoiding and not giving you an attention, there is the knowledge. If you miss that point, all your life you are going to be in ignorance. That's Imam Shafi'i. That's why he used to go to Sayyidah Nafisa At-Tahira, one of the grand children of Prophet ﷺ. He used to study with her, to study Imam Shafi'i in Egypt. Her maqam is still there. Whenever he's going in the Fajr to the mosque to teach people, he passed by her and she was teaching him tafsir, Quran. In her house, she made a grave. And every day she goes in the grave for 3 hours reciting Quran. In the grave, to remember death and to send that barakah to that grave. And they bury her in that way, inside her house. وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ.
Whoever misses learning during his youth.
And means whoever misses learning through his youth, when you are young, you can learn. Means don't come at the last moment of your life and say, oh, I'm coming now to learn, like what happened to Fir'aun. الآن أسلمت.
الآن قد حصلت.
Now you are coming and repenting when I throw you and drowning you in the ocean. I'm going to save your body to be Ibra for everyone, to be an example for people. Because he said, "Amantu billadhi amanat bihi banu Israel wa ana min al-Muslimin." I believe in what the Bani Israel, the people of Israel, believed, and I am Muslim. He said, Allah said, now, when you are drowning, it's finished. That's why Imam Shafi'i said, وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ, and who missed learning during his youth, فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ.
Make four takbirs for his death.
Make four takbirs, funeral janazah on his death. فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ. Say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Finish. That one is dead. Heart is dead like wood. There is no benefit coming out of him. حَيَاتُ الْفَتَى وَاللَّهِ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْتُقَى.
The life of a young person.
The life of the youth, the young person, I am swearing and giving an oath by Allah, it is going to be by knowledge and by piety. If this knowledge and this piety that young person brought in his life, in his early life, if he didn't do that, then إِذْ لَا يَكُونَ لَا اعْتِبَارَ لِذَاتِهِ. إِذْ لَمْ يَكُونَ لَا اعْتِبَارَ لِذَاتِهِ. If they are not in his life, there is no
consideration
to that person, to his body. It's finished. That person is zero. If you follow that and be patient, Allah will open for you, and that blessings, inayatullah,
Allah's care.
Allah's care comes to you. Ayriha al-siba, the youth, the wind of youth, the wind of youth that is especially in paradise. It will come in dunya, takes you, and bring you to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is said, العلم بالتعلم والحلم بالتحلم.
Knowledge is through learning.
So knowledge is through learning, and حلم, patience, not patience, صبر, patience. حلم,
perseverance.
حلم, الحليم, Allah الحليم. The tolerance.
Forbearance.
Yeah, forbearance is by forbearing. والحلم بالتحلم. Forbearance is by forbearing. العلم في الصغر كالنقش على الحجر أو في الحجر. Knowledge at youth, when you are young, is like engraving on stones. Means you are, they bring a stone and they make out of it what we call sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sculpture.
They make a picture or a drawing or something. So, علم at youth is like that. من علمني حرفا صرت له عبدا. Who teach me one letter, my duty is to be servant for him, slave for him all my life. This is discipline and respect of tasawwuf. Discipline and respect of Islam, discipline and respect of tariqah, discipline and respect that Prophet ﷺ has taught to humanity. So when and ilm, knowledge is very, very important. So that's why when Bani Israel, the people of Israel, they asked their prophet to send them a king, because in time of Bani Israel, in the time of people of Israel, there were prophets, but prophets never did politics. never did enter into a fight. They are always as prophet, only they send a message. They are messengers. They give people teaching. Only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rapping was rapping spirituality and Islam Sharia to build a state. Islamic state is to build both wings. You have to carry both wings. In the time of Bani Israel, prophets were prophets only. They don't do anything else. So kings were doing the other things. So when Bani Israel, at that time, people of Israel, they have been from, in their time, lot of problems arose, lot of tyranny, lot of tyrants came against them and killing them and killing their prophets. So they went to their prophet at that time and they said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send us a king. إذ قالوا لنبي لهم
لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله قال ألم تر إلى الملأ من بني إسرائيل إذ قالوا لنبي لهم ابعث لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا صدق الله العظيم.
They went to their prophet and they said, ask Allah to send us a king to fight in the way of Allah, to throw tyranny. He said, if I will do that, are you sure you are going to fight or you are going to run away? They said, no, we will fight. And he said, if you will not fight, you will be in problem. They said, no, we will fight. So what happened? Allah sent Talut. Allah sent Talut when their prophet was named his Shamu'il at that time. In Hebrew is Shamu'il. In English is Samuel. Samuel. He was Shamu'il that they went to him and they said, ask Allah to send us a king that we can fight, take away tyranny. And he asked. And Allah said, Arsala Talut, he sent Talut on them. And they came to him, I said, how you sent Talut? Who is that Talut? We don't accept him. Why you don't accept him? You came to me asking me my intercession. How they now today they say no intercession for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They came to their Prophet asking intercession in his life, to send a king, and Allah send a king. For Sayyidina Muhammad, for Shamu'il, there is intercession. For Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no intercession. They said, لَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ.
فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ قال إن الله مبتليكم بنهر فمن شرب منه فليس مني ومن لم يطعمه فإنه مني إلا من اغترف غرفة بيده فشربوا منه إلا قليلا منهم فلما جاوزه هو والذين آمنوا معه قالوا لا طاقة لنا اليوم بجالوت وجنوده قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا الله كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين ولم يؤت سعة من المال
وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوتا ملكا قالوا أن يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال
قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
So when they objected on Talut, Allah said, why are you objecting? I gave you Talut because Allah gave him بسطة في العلم والجسم. He was a huge man. very huge, and Allah gave him knowledge. That's what important. Sayyidina al-Mahdi is huge. Mawlana Sheikh al-Grand Sheikh says that his hand goes under his knees. Very long. His hands. And his hands here, he can put 14 beans. His hands. Very big. His hands. One time, two times, Grand Sheikh or three times showed me Sayyidina Mahdi alayhi wa sallam. He's huge. Allah said about Talut, he is Bastatan fil ilmi wal jism. Huge in body, huge in knowledge. So important, Sayyidina al-Mahdi is coming with body and knowledge. He's coming with interpretation of Holy Quran by order of Allah and by permission of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's inheriting that secret. So Talut came, they said, no, we are not going to follow. So Talut said to them, you follow, you don't follow, it's up to you. But before, I'm passing by a river. Don't drink from that river. Except they were very thirsty, they were in desert. Only one gharfa, one handful of water, one hand of water. That will be okay. So most of them, they drink. They squinch their thirst. Very few they took that one hand. And this what he left with him. And the rest, he said, I don't need you. So he knew that those who are surrendering to Allah's will and those who are obeying and listening and obeying, they are obedient, they are going to be supported. The rest who are not obedient, there is no... You don't need to care about them. There is nothing coming out of them. They are not faithful to you. So they are not faithful, going to be faithful to Talut. They might do something wrong when he's fighting Jalut, the tyrant. He said, إِلَّا مَنْ اخْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. The one who only take one hand is from me, and the rest I don't want. Most of the army left. It kicked them out. Even they were few, فَقَتَلَ دَاوُدْ جَالُوتْ. Dawood was able to kill Jalut with what? You know this, what you call it?
Slain.
And he put a rock, finished. How he finished it? With that small rock? Because they listened to what Talut said. Means they submitted. They didn't come against. So that means that Talut has the knowledge, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, has the knowledge of heavenly knowledge. He has the ma'rifah, Gnosticism. He has عِلْمُ الْلَدُنِّي, عِلْمُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ, عِلْمُ الْحَقَائِقِ, عِلْمُ الْأَزْوَاقِ. He has knowledge of heavenly knowledge. عِلْمُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ, Gnosticism. He has عِلْمُ الْحَقَائِقِ, the knowledge of truth, realities. عِلْمُ الْأَزْوَاقِ, the knowledge of taste. علم القدرة النورانية.
Illuminating power.
The knowledge of illuminating power. Where Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani was using that power in his dua. Was using that illuminating power in his dua. Where he says, Allahumma anni as'aluka bi sirri dhati.
I ask you with the secret of the essence.
I ask you with the secret of the essence, that al-qudra nuraniya, that the illuminated power, that like look at the sun, how it illuminates continuously, non-stopping, millions of tons every day, it's losing from its, from burning, and still it's the same, and still they say billions of years, the sun is still burning. How? There is no fuel there. What's there? What's going up out? Allah, Qudrat, Qudratullah. Allah's ocean of power. So Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi sirri dhat. Oh Allah, I am asking from you of the secret of the essence. وَبِذَاتِ السِّرِّ
The essence of the secret.
And from the essence of the secret. It's nice. These are the quotes. These are quotes that you, when you recite them, they open these knowledges for you. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi sirri dhat. Oh Allah, I am asking you with the secret of the essence. وَبِذَاتِ السِّرِّ And the essence of the secret. هو أنت وأنت هو. Who you? هو أنت. Who, which is you? And you, which is who? These are secrets. هو أنت وأنت هو. I was a hidden treasure. That hidden treasure is you, and you is the hidden treasure. But he put them in that combination. In order that, and that's what is called that dua of word al-jalala, the dua of the asma al-jalala, asma Allah. These are the majestic and the beautiful names, the secret of the dua of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Allah gave him from the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and gave all anbiya from that reality, and all his awliya. We stop here, inshallah, for next time. Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq wa hurmat al-fatiha.